CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver 3 essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
What's up, personal besties? Welcome back to another episode of Live Your Personal Best. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, and on this podcast, we talk a lot about balance. And usually, when we're talking about balance, it's talking about unhealthy foods versus healthy foods, or working out versus rest, or being motivated versus being unmotivated. And today, part of balance that kind of hit me in the face was between, you know, really feeling gung-ho about your goals and working towards them and really just wanting to quit. Not even like that I'm disappointed or that it's tiring or that I'm unmotivated, but just full on like I want to quit. And so if you have been at that point before, or maybe you're at that point now where you're like, this feels so much harder than it's worth, well then stick with me through today's episode, because I'm right there with you talking all about what I'm struggling with now and how we can work out of it together. And if you listen to this episode and this is something that really resonates with you, please send it out to a friend and let me know on social media. You can find me on Instagram. It's @liveyourpb. @liveyourpb. Come send me a message. Come take a screenshot of this and tag me. I'd love to know that you're right here with me, that you've been in the same struggle before too. And with that, let's get started. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. So before I go into exactly what happened and the incident that led me here, I just want to talk about why I'm so disappointed and why I want to quit on this goal, because I think it's the position that we've all been in before. You know, when you try to work so hard for a goal and then you actually hit that goal, like you've made it, you've accomplished it, but then you're so disappointed with the lack that comes with it. Like you worked so hard for your dream body, but then when you get there and you hit that number on the scale, you don't feel any more confident, or you don't get any more attention from the people around you. And you're like, I just kind of, you know, assume that would happen with it. Or say you play the best game of your life and you just hit a personal record and you expect, you know, all your teammates to be pumping you up, all your fans, your parents, like cheering you on. And instead, it seems like something insignificant to them, right? And no one acknowledges this. You feel like you're like, why did I even do that? Like, what was that worth if no one's going to acknowledge it or nothing else in my life has changed? And you feel like working towards this big goal, like something must change, right? Like something must come with it. And so you sit there and you're like, what more could I have done? I reached the goal. I said I was going to do what I was working for. Like I did it and I'm here. And I know that it might sound stupid, like from an outside perspective, because you're like, yeah, you didn't gain more confidence from losing weight. You weren't working on your confidence. But from your point of view, like you were so sure that you were gonna get there. Like you thought that reaching this goal and working towards whatever it is, like this was gonna be the answer to your problems. And now you're there and you're like, I see nothing. That you worked and you grinded and you gave every last effort just for you to get to the end of your goal and the result and be disappointed. Because that's kind of where I'm at right now. So this past month with the podcast, I officially reached 250,000 total listens, total downloads of the podcast, and I was so excited. And I am still so excited. Like that's a huge milestone. That means that thousands and thousands of people have listened to this podcast. And my hope by listening to the podcast is it changes your outlook on things. It motivates you for the day. It teaches you something. So I would hope that, you know, by people listening to this, even once, like their day has been turned around or something in their life has improved. And that's happening day after day for the past 2 years to thousands of people all over the world. Like I couldn't ask for anything more from the podcast. And so we reached 250,000 downloads, and I was ecstatic. And what came with that, though, was this expectation that, not that people would recognize it more, but that the money would also follow. Podcasting is not free. Me putting out this is not free. I have to pay for someone to edit it. I have to pay for someone to do the show notes. I pay for the hosting company and a website and an email provider. Like, I pay for 1,000 services just to hit publish on this podcast, which is fine. And that's what I expected to do, you know, by myself. But, you know, you would expect to hit a point where you're like, okay, maybe now is when, instead of losing money, I'll make money or even just break even. And around this mile point, you know, I've been working with a podcast network now. I've been working with advertisers. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you hear an ad in this episode. So one, thanks for sticking with that. You know, that's what makes me able to do this. But what they paid me this past month was vastly different than the expectations I had set up for myself. So I had reached my goal of 250,000 downloads. I knew the standards for how much money was made for each 1,000 listens. I kind of knew the ballpark money to expect. And when I got the check this month, it was $1.94. And not only was it $1.94, but they said that they can't pay me the $1.94 because it's below their minimum of $25. So at this rate, not only was I scammed, you know, 99% lower than what the target was I thought we were reaching for, but also I won't even get this money. And if I want to get this money, then at this pace, I won't even get it for 2 years. And I'm just going to be honest, I was pretty pissed off when I received that email, right? Like, I can't even be like, oh, you know, I'm a little disappointed or I'm a little mad, but it was like full on, like, this just pisses me off that, you know, I was expecting, you know, ballpark few hundred dollars, maybe four figures from this amount that, you know, the advertisers had almost agreed to pay me. We didn't have the contract, but it's just kind of this agreement that we had that it was like, okay, I'm going to be industry standards. And I don't think there's any standards where you could reach 250,000 people and get paid less than $2. So yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm still being scammed about that. But this whole thing was so frustrating because my goal was to reach as many people as possible. And I reached that goal and I reached this big milestone. But this other part, right, like this monetary aspect, it was the secondary. It wasn't something that, you know, I had my sight immediately set on, but it was something that I assumed came when I reached that goal. It was something that I just kind of assumed came with it. And it sucks too, because when this happens, like, I'm not even sure who to be mad at, because I feel like I'm not mad at myself, right? Like, I feel like a lot of things you're like, oh, you should like check yourself, or maybe you had unrealistic expectations or this and that. But the part that I'm set at, it's like, well, I think other people gave me these expectations. Like, if someone told me, okay, yeah, like, it costs $50 to put out each episode, but don't worry, like, 2 years down the line, you'll get less than $2 of that back. Like, that's not an expectation that anyone had set me up for. And I feel like that's the same way with a lot of health and fitness stuff, right? Like, if we just went in with the right expectation, then maybe we wouldn't be so mad about it. Maybe we wouldn't be so mad at, oh, I didn't lose 10 pounds in 10 days. Because you know that's not realistic. And so, I don't know here, you know, am I mad that people gave me wrong expectations? Or am I mad that other people made it seem easier? Or maybe it just is easier to them, right? I don't think that there's a lot of people running their business where they're not profitable 2 years in. And so, for them, it's so hard for me to sit here and be like, I reached the goal, but nothing else came with it. And it's been hard every step of the way. Because there's been a few points, you know, in working towards this goal, right? Working towards this goal, I'll say the result is, you know, being a podcaster. Because to me, you know, being a podcaster is something that then I would be paid for it. I'm doing consistently. Like, if that's the end goal, you know, I have worked towards it for a while. And there was this one point in time where I was like, this is the defining moment of me becoming a podcaster. So back in April, it's October now, so over 6 months ago, I decided to start interviewing for a few different positions because I wasn't completely happy with where I was, and I knew that it'd, you know, be a while till I could be full-time podcaster. But back in April, I was interviewing for these other jobs, and I got this amazing job offer. It was in my same city, so I wouldn't have to move. It was a significant pay increase. It was with a company that I felt would support my goals a lot better. And I was really, really excited about this process. And so we get to the end. They had made their offer. And I realized that the vacation time was less than I have now. And the vacation time is super important to me because a lot of times, you know, I'll take an hour or two off to go do a podcast interview. I'll take a half day to do trainings or to write my book, right? Like I'll take the time off to work on these side businesses. And so this was something that I was like, this means a lot to me. So I made a counter offer to try to increase it. And they stood firm. They said, nope, like this is what we're offering you. We think that we're paying you more than enough. So that should bring you in. Like it doesn't matter about this vacation time. I offered to take it unpaid. I offered to lower my base salary in order to get the vacation. And they just would not budge. And so I ended up turning it down. And I turned it down because of one thing. I knew that if I had accepted that job, I would not have had time to finish my book. I would not have had time to record the podcast every week. And those things, although they are not advancing my career, and although they were not bringing me any money, so at the time, they're literally just a hobby. But I knew that that was my goal. And so I was like, yes, is my goal a new job? Yes, but I'm not going to sacrifice, you know, this other thing that I've been working for even longer. So I turned down the job offer and I thought this is my defining moment. Like even now, I still think back to that moment a lot. Like I was sitting at dinner and I was telling my parents week over week about me advancing in this job application process and me getting the offer. And then for me to sit down and tell them like I didn't accept, you know, at some point they were kind of shocked, but at the other hand, they're like, okay, no, we get it. Like Emily is really serious about wanting to do this. And so for me, I was like, this is my defining moment of like, you know how a lot of things were like, is not set in stone. I was like, this is me setting it in stone. This is me telling the universe, like whatever you give me, like I will still prioritize putting the podcast out, sharing value, trying to touch people's lives, like spreading these messages. And now we look back, right? And I'm like, okay, that was 7 months ago and nothing's happened. Like, have I gotten to the goal of like reaching more people? Yes, but it's just because I've put out the podcast more and nothing else. And so the part that I'm struggling with and the part that I'm like, do I just quit, is this idea of consistency or insanity. Like, is me repeating the same process? Is me repeating the same thing just me being consistent? And we know that consistency leads to the result of goals and you need to be consistent. Or is the fact that still nothing has changed, even though I've even put in more effort and I doubled the amount I was putting out and investing in all these things, is that just me being insane now? Like, I'm just doing the same thing over and over, not getting different results. So is that me then being insane? And I don't know the answer to that. And maybe you don't know the answer to that. Like, you hear these stories of people who, you know, defined the odds and kept going. And because they were consistent, they got to their goal. I think of, you know, basketball player Michael Jordan. His famous story behind him is that he got cut from his school basketball team. Right? And so if you are practicing every day and then you're getting ready for tryouts and you try out and then you get cut from the team, well, most people would say if you're going to keep trying basketball after that, then that's insanity, right? Like, why are you keep trying when you already got the result? And it's a lot harder each year when you're getting older to then make a team that levels up more and more. But he did it. And because he was consistent and he was getting better, then he ended up making the team and he got his goal. So that wasn't insane, that was consistent. But then if you think of people who think that they're being consistent, you know, people that have been dieting for years and you're like, oh, I'm always committed to a different diet, or maybe you're just eating in a super deep calorie deficit and you're like, why am I not losing weight though? And you keep just trying that over and over, diet after diet, and you think that you're being consistent, but you actually don't know the nutrition behind what you're eating, and it's unsafe maybe how little you're eating and how low of calories it is. And so then that is more on the side of the insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But we do that in the name of consistency. So, you know, when you get to a goal and you're stuck at this of, I haven't seen the results and it seems harder than it should be and I've already given 110%, like, does that just mean it's time to quit? So that's where I'm at right now. More of a rhetorical question than a literal question. I definitely wasn't trying to make this, you know, a therapy session, but I'm just thinking out loud, which is quite literally what the point of the podcast is, any podcast. But I just wanted to share this insight because, you know, as I opened up the episode, everything is about balance. And I feel like for the better part of this entire podcast, past 115 episodes, they've all been me kind of having a plan and figuring it out and knowing what goals to work towards and working towards them or just enjoying the process. And now I'm, you know, at the first point that I'm stuck of like, what do I do now? I'm not happy. I haven't reached what I wanted to. Where do we go from here? So just sharing that with you all today. We will see how this moves forward in the future. And with that, I hope that you go out and enjoy your day. Know that you're not alone wherever you are in this journey. I love that this podcast and the Instagram community can kind of be an accountability partner for you. So I hope to see you next time. Make sure you're subscribed.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.